doing it.
We're doing it. We're getting back into the flow.
Welcome to season two.
Woo!
Welcome to season two. What's in store for season two, Jennifer?
Oh, God. You want me to see into the future?
Yeah.
Would
you rather be able to change the future or the past?
Well, can I see what the future is and then decide to change it?
Yeah, you can know every single thing about the whole world. You can just know everything.
Oh, is it the future, or specifically only my future?
Jennifer, I don't know.
I need to know these things.
I don't know.
Because if I can stop, like, World War III, I'm going to go for that. But if it's, like, my future of like, what career I'm going to have, like, if I look into the future, like, oh, I'm a homeless person, obviously I'm going to change something, you know?
It's not about if you have a home, if it's
Want to try that again? Take two?
It's not about having a home. It's about if you're happy.
Like, I can see that because I would live out of a car. I would be very happy with that. Like,
it gets very cold.
I've slept in cars. Like, yeah. It's great. Like, I'll just have a blanket and I just need a pillow. Just have, like a minivan. or just a little Toyota or something.
I have a Toyota.
Anything between those two, I'm just like, I'm okay. You know those little sleep pods that you pull behind like a motorcycle or behind a car? It just fits like one bed and it has some shelves in it. Perfect. I'd live in there. And just be on the road.
On the road?
That's
like
what that's what I would want to do at one point. Like, I wanted to be like a photographer and just live on the road in one of those little things. I was like, oh, I'd be happy doing that.
Where would you park it and live?
There are some motels that allow you to park, sleep, or you could sleep in the motel. Mm-hmm. And there's some, like, truck stops or car stops that let you sleep. You just need to plan out your route.
Interesting.
I've thought about this.
I know. You know, like, in elementary school when you had to like read out loud and they tested.
Oh, like popcorn reading? Or I hated popcorn.
Oh, I hated that.
In
too.
Popcorn reading, you knew who your friends and your enemies were.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's more like frenemies.
Yeah.
Because your friend will pick you out. Like if your friend gets called, you know you next. but then like you also call out your enemies, like people that you don't like.
Really?
Yeah, because, like, I remember, like, I didn't want to read, and I knew people who, like, who also didn't want to read. This is really hard for me to say. Want to read.
It's W's and R's.
I know. And so I'd pick them out, because, like, oh, I know this bitch. She's not going to want to read, but, but I'm going to make her read. That was my time to shine.
Oh, Jennifer.
I remember one time somebody chose me to read, and I was reading, I think, the book Twister. You know, the book that the movie is about? Whatever.
Sure.
With the machine's name Dorothy.
Just continue.
Anyway, I was reading, and then they said the word hell. And I was little, and I was reading, and the teacher was out of the room. And I was reading, and I was like, oh no, I can't say this word. And everyone started laughing, like, oh no, what's she gonna do? And I was like, oh, these bitches. And then he walked back in the room and he's like, why is everyone laughing? Mm-hmm. And they told her, like, she can't say the next word, it's a bad word. And she's like, okay, just say heck and move on. And I was like, okay.
Okay. Just say H-E double hockey sticks.
I didn't know that at the
time. No, I was talking about when you would have to be tested for reading. Like, they'd make you read a little story.
I have trauma about that.
Oh.
Let me tell you the story. So, let me tell you about this one bitch named Mrs. Foster. I'm gonna name drop her, because she's probably dead by now.
Bitch. Deserved it.
She was like in her 70s.
Oh, dang, she did.
I'm gonna call her out. She hated me.
Why?
So, I don't have a problem calling her out. Because it was third grade, and this was when I was just starting to get over, like, the fact that I had anxiety, and that it was physically affecting me. So there were a lot of times where I would be physically ill, because I was anxious, and I needed to puke.
Aww.
And I would want to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And apparently I went to the nurse and I went to the bathroom too many times. Mm-hmm. That if I asked her to go to the bathroom or to the nurse, she's like, no, you go too often. Sit down.
What a bitch.
And I was like, okay. So then there's one time, you know, you get sit in the back to read. Mm-hmm. And I was reading. It was about silverback gorillas. I remember. Uh-huh. That's how it's ingrained in my brain.
Oh, man.
I was reading about silverback gorillas. Yes. And I did that thing where you read a line, uh-huh. and then you skip one line, oh. and you read the one after that.
Yeah.
Because she was watching me, and she was timing me, and I was uh-huh. I felt so much pressure. Yeah. So I was just trying to read really quickly. Mm-hmm. And then she yelled at me.
Why'd she yell at you?
She was like, You skipped a line. Now we have to start all over.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I'm sorry.
What a bitch.
So that's then I had to read the whole thing. It was like 2 paragraphs long. So I had to start the whole thing over, and she had to restart the timer. And I felt so bad. And ever since then, I'm like, whenever I read, mm-hmm. I'm so self-conscious about skipping a line of text.
That's horrible. I'm
traumatized now.
Oh, my gosh.
It's ingrained in my head.
I feel that's awful.
I know. So, fuck Mrs. Foster.
Fuck you, Mrs. Foster. I feel like I told this to you before. I don't know mm-hmm. if I told you on the podcast about reading.
I don't think so. We don't talk about reading a lot because you hate it.
Well, I'm trying to turn over a new leaf.
Yes.
I'm 100 pages in. I'm trying. Mm-hmm. On my new book. We had to do this thing, you know, the same thing, mm-hmm. to test our reading, mm-hmm. and... So I was reading this thing about guinea pigs.
Okay. Wait, how old were you?
I was in fourth grade.
Oh, okay.
So I was reading this thing about guinea pigs, and I was like, this has to be wrong. But I kept reading it, like, going through it, reading out loud to her, guinea pigs this, guinea pigs that, and in my head I'm just like, this is wrong, but I can't figure out why.
Uh-huh.
And then she was like, I finished, and she's like, okay, now we just read about guinea pigs.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh. Well, then.
Aww.
You could have let me know sooner.
You could have stopped me at any point. Yeah. Honestly, as a teacher, I would have also, like, let you keep going.
Yeah.
Because it would be my own entertainment.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. But, like, I have that problem, like, when you read something, especially if you're reading a word that you've never heard out loud before.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you kind of just make up your own mm-hmm. phrase. Mm-hmm. And I did that when I had a friend recommend me. Mm-hmm. I have one friend who listens to this podcast who's going to make fun of me for this. Mm-hmm. But it was recommended me to read Vampire Academy.
Yeah.
And there's a character in there. I've never seen the name before. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to say it.
Yeah.
So I said it was it Dimiti or something.
Dimiti.
Yeah. So that's how I said it in my head. It's like, oh, this is Dimiti. Then my friend who recommended me the book, she was talking about the characters. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, what do you think about Dimitri? And I was like,
oh, gosh.
Oh. that's how that's pronounced. So then whenever I continued reading the book, I was like, my brain was already set to read it as Dimiti.
Oh, gosh.
I was like, I needed to rewire my brain.
Yeah. That's the thing, though. Like, I saw this quote that was like, don't judge people if they mispronounce a word.
Yeah.
Because they learned it through reading.
Yeah.
That's like, it changed my perspective.
Yeah. Especially, like, if they're from a different country.
Yeah.
Locally, they pronounce it a different way. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if they have an accent or something, don't make fun of them for it.
Yeah.
And it's like, what was that? I was watching a TikTok. And this girl, she was American, but she had an Italian friend and a French friend. Mm-hmm. So they had 2 different accents. Mm-hmm. And she's like, guys, listen to how they say mozzarella. And you're like, you're really making fun of the way the Italian says mozzarella. She's saying it right.
Yeah.
It's like, don't make fun of
should open my fortune.
Do it.
Which one?
Right or left?
I can't reach either.
Okay. Help. I'm going to throw them at you.
Help a homie out.
And whichever one you grab.
Oh, no. Jennifer, this sounds scary. Come on. Jennifer's throwing stuff at me, and I'm laying down.
Wait, you can do it. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Neither.
Okay. But I didn't grasp fast enough. Okay, well.
That was a fail.
I failed. I think I'll take...
Right or left? Right. Good or left. Evil?
You have a reputation for being straightforward and honest.
God damn. That's true.
I'm gonna crunch this. I hope it's not too loud.
Okay, crunch. Crunch warning.
You think you can hear?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I can?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. So, I didn't tell you. We got sidetracked when I told you about the guy that made me pay.
Mm-hmm.
You think I would have remembered by now, since especially since I brought it up. He freaking disappeared. He was like,
again? Why does this keep happening to you?
I don't know. But he disappeared and then, like, just for a couple days.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I guess I'll try. You know, I'll just send him a message. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, you know, I had a fun time. Do you want to go out again? And he was like, yeah. And he was, like, really into it. Mm-hmm. Like, he wasn't just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he said, like, a whole thing, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. He, like, he was into it.
Mm-hmm.
So we made plans on, like, a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, let's do something Sunday. And I was like, cool, what do you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
And then I never heard from him.
Maybe he's thinking about it. Maybe he's planning it out.
But then Sunday came.
Did you say which Sunday? Or just a Sunday?
Well, it was implied it would be this Sunday.
No, okay.
And then I forgot how long went by, like no more than a week.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, Taylor, Happy New Year. And I was like, really, motherfucker?
No, oh, damn.
Like, it happened, like, the New Year passed. So mm-hmm. He was like, hey, Happy New Year. And I was like, hey, fuck you. And then he was like, sorry, my dad was sick and he had to go to TJ for medical care. And
I thought you were going to say TJ by Fridays.
He had to go to TJ on Fridays. He was like...
He was really sick.
He was really sick and just needed a good meal and cheer him up.
It took weeks.
It took weeks. I just had to be there for him, you know? His dad had to go to TJ. For those not in the know, that's Tijuana.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
For those who don't know the lingo... If you're not a local. Is that out of New Mexico? And then some other excuse, and I was like... And then he apologized. He was like, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You know, that wasn't cool of me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, fine, you know. At least he's owning up to it.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't just like, hey, what up? You want to go out? Sorry, I was gone. You know.
Had stuff to do.
Yeah, like, freaking... The worst excuses ever.
Mm-hmm.
Just an asshole. Mm-hmm. Like, so I told him, because I didn't want to just be like, I didn't want to make him think that it's cool, though.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, hey, you know, whatever I said. I was a little disappointed when I didn't hear back from you, but that being said, I accept your apology.
It sounds like an email that you send to your boss.
Well...
you're a working woman now. That's how all your messages are going to sound.
Well, it was like, you know.
I wasn't upset. I was disappointed. Well, I was disappointed. I was disappointed in your work ethic. Pick up the pace, or you're gonna get fired.
Well, he never talked to me again.
Damn.
But it was weird. Oh my gosh. So I looked him up on Facebook, and I saw we had a mutual friend.
Was it me?
No. But the funny thing was, his mutual friend is my sister's mm-hmm. husband's cousin.
Okay.
Who introduced my sister and her husband.
Ooh, okay.
So I was like, whoa, this is like some like crazy like...
Yeah.
Like coincidences. And then his last name is the same as my sister's husband. So I was like, okay. Wait, my sister's husband's friend is our mutual friend.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I didn't say that right. My sister's husband's cousin is our mutual friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he has the same last name as my sister and her husband. So I was like, wait.
You know, you could say brother-in-law.
Oh, yeah. My brother-in-law and him have the same last name, basically. Yeah. And freaking, I'm like, is he related to my brother-in-law?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god. But it turned out that he was friends with my brother-in-law's cousin's husband.
Okay.
They had gone to the same school because, yeah. So I was like, oh, we're not related. It's okay.
You sound disappointed.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, that would be such a crazy coincidence. But now I'm like, bitch, if I see you at a family event,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, we're gonna fight. Jennifer, post more on Instagram. Just do it, please. Instagram got dark mode.
I know.
You said, I'm not gonna post to Instagram until it gets dark mode.
Well, and I'm giving you those sweet, tasty plant updates. What more do you want?
Oh, yeah, that is nice. Jennifer's using her story now.
For plant updates.
For plants. She's a plant mom.
Don't you want to see my plant babies grow? They're so big and strong.
Oh, gosh. Well, why don't you post about them like a real mother would?
Damn. Fucking burn.
Do you support murder?
In what sense?
Sense. I support the murder of
like bad people, yeah.
Of bad people.
Like, I support murder in like self-defense. If someone's coming to kill you, kill them first.
Kill them before they can kill you.
You know. Obviously in this situation, don't like, oh, I know this person's gonna come and kill me, so I'm gonna go seeking to kill them first. Like, so then the...
Jennifer, don't put that in.
Okay, just bleep all of that out. Bleep all my criminal advice. We'll leave it a mystery. I had this thought the other day that I've never heard the Queen talk.
Oh my god.
Right?
Yeah.
And, like, I see a lot of things in articles saying, like, the Queen said this or the Queen feels this way. It's just yeah. like... But... Has she said it? Can yeah. I hear her talk?
What if she's really dead? And they're just, like, trying to pretend she's, like, alive.
That's another thing. Like, for as long as I've lived, she has been queen. It's gonna yeah. be really weird if she dies. I'm not British, but...
I know.
It's gonna be a sad day for me.
It's just weird that there's queens still.
Yeah.
Like...
She's not the only queen, right? There's others.
She's 93.
Damn. My grandpa was 97 when he died.
Oh my gosh, that's a life. When I have to do stuff, like, I suddenly get very interested in looking up other things online.
What do you mean, like, to procrastinate?
Yeah, like, when yeah. I have to, like, write an essay or, like, do homework, whatever. Like, suddenly I'm like, oh, I want to know this about the freaking queen.
Yeah.
I go crazy looking up stuff, and I'm like, why should I be doing my shit?
Yeah. I do this, like, internal promise to myself that I will, like, okay, I will do 10 minutes of focusing.
Yeah.
And then I'll give myself a 5-minute break and maybe watch, like, a 5-minute YouTube video or something. Yeah. And like, okay, another 10 minutes. And go back in.
You're smart. You're good.
Thank you.
I'm, like... My thing is just to sit there, do nothing, and feel yeah. really guilty, and have anxiety,
oh, God.
And then try to race the clock.
You have to do, like, a tiny reward system. Like, 10 minutes of focusing, 5-minute entertainment. 10 minutes of focusing, 5-minute entertainment. Just reward yourself.
Reward myself?
Maybe do, like, 5 minutes of focusing, take a bite of a brownie. There you go.
I don't like brownies.
How dare you?
Brownie. My sister makes Kahlua brownies.
What?
Have you had that?
No. Bring me one. What is wrong with you?
What's on Twitter? Let's talk about what's on Twitter. What's trending?
My top trending right now.
It's all sports.
Is Vine successor Bite officially launches on iOS and Android?
Oh, Jennifer, tell your joke.
What joke?
Tell your joke to our listeners. Oh. Jennifer has a really good joke. Take it away.
I think it's dead now.
Yeah.
But I just made a comment that, like, if Bite gets really popular and there's people on it, like YouTube and Vine, are those people going to be called biters? And then, like, you already hear stories about people, like, YouTubers going to airports telling people, like, so what do you do? Uh-huh. Like, oh, I'm a YouTuber, I'm a Viner, blah, blah, blah. And now these people are going to have to answer that question, like, oh, I'm a biter. And they're going to be like, excuse me?
Ooh, kinky.
Oh, meet me in the back. Mile High Club.
Oh, no.
When did you first get the internet?
I'm not authorized to say.
Why?
Why not? Authorized to say why.
What? Can you say it off the record?
Push his microphone away.
Do you remember, like, when the internet first came to be? And, like, your first experience with YouTube?
Yes.
How was it?
Everyone wanted me to watch viral videos on YouTube.
Really?
In sixth grade. And I was afraid to go on because I didn't know if I was allowed.
What? Okay.
I didn't know what YouTube was.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, why are you afraid of YouTube? Just get in my class. I was like, I don't know. I'm scared. I'm a goody-goody.
What were, like, the OGs that you watched? Is there Annoying Orange?
Fred. I was so much into Fred. Fred was my shit.
Yeah, Fred was great.
I don't remember.
I don't remember the Annoying Orange.
I never watched that.
I remember Fred. And just a lot of other smaller YouTubers. I very much remember Friday Night Cranks.
Hmm. I just watched viral videos.
Yeah.
Like that girl falling on the table, off the table.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And the girl on the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would just, that was what YouTube was for me for like a good year. Was yeah. Just like the viral stuff.
Mm-hmm. But I primarily used YouTube to watch anime. Mm-hmm. And back in my day, the internet was really bad.
Yeah.
And people, I don't use YouTube for anime anymore, so I don't know if people still do this. But for anime, is about 25 minutes long for each episode. Mm-hmm. And you would upload the episodes in like 3 to 4 parts.
Yeah.
For like maybe 6 minutes each.
Yeah.
And I would put that video up, and it would take 30 minutes to load.
Oh, man.
This 6-minute video.
Aww.
So I would open 4 tabs, all the parts.
Oh, smart.
So it's like episode 1, part 1, part 2, part 3. Mm-hmm. And I would like have that all set up to go.
Nice.
But then, if I lost internet,
it
would lose the connection. I would have to start all over.
Yeah.
And I remember I would set up like 5 episodes. Which is about 20 tabs.
Oh my god, Jennifer.
I would set that up before I went to bed. And then I would go to bed. I would go to school.
Oh my god.
And then I would come home and I would watch 5 episodes.
Aww.
And then I would do my homework and then I'd set up the next 5. And that's how I watched anime.
Aww.
For the first few years of my life.
Wow.
It was a good time. And then I got my first smartphone.
Oh,
which,
nice.
Which was a little, it was a Palm phone.
A Palm?
It was a Palm. I think it was either called a Palm or a Palm Pixie. I don't remember.
It was the Palm Pilot.
I don't think it was a Pilot. I just remember the brand being Palm.
What's a Palm Pilot?
I don't know. The Palm Pilot Personal and Palm Pilot Professional are the second generation of Palm PDA devices produced by Palm Inc. Say that
Jesus.
Whole sentence. Say that 10 times fast.
Jesus. Mom, She thought I could speak a different language.
Why?
Because I was in the car with and her mom, mm-hmm. and I'd already slept over, like, a day or two. Okay. And we were talking about maybe sleeping over again, mm-hmm. and I called my dad to, like, let him know, and I was like, I don't know, Dad, I feel like a mooch.
Mm-hmm. And did your dad just say, like, you are, come home! Do you just not like living here?
No.
That'd be funny, though.
But when I called him, I was like, hi, Dad. And then she thought that was a foreign word.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad was a word.
Yeah.
And then when I said a mood, she thought I said a moosh. She thought I was speaking a mooch. Yeah. She thought I was speaking a different language. And she's like, can you speak a different language? Mm-hmm. I was like, no.
No, you just don't understand English.
Yeah. She ran over the dog's tail.
What?
She asked me what to do.
Wait, how old were you?
I was like 15.
Oh, okay.
Probably 14.
Okay. Did she never have a dog?
I don't know. Like, they had the dog and she ran over its tail and she came in and she's like, Taylor, what do I do? I'm a teenager. I'm 14. I don't know what you do when you ran over a dog's tail with your car.
Oh my God. I'm sure the dog was fine.
It was fine.
Yeah.
I think his name was Benji. I don't know.
Oh,
I just remember stuff.
But, like, I imagine if I'm a parent and I have kids, and if I do...
sniffed really loud.
If I do something that I don't, like... I feel like I would do the same thing. Ask the kids, like, kids, what do? I mean, this has never happened to me before.
Aww. Gilmore Girls drawn as Stranger Things. Why?
Yeah, why?
Why?
I don't see the connection there at all.
It's one of your little AUs or whatever.
Yeah. One of your little AUs. Girl, you try to tell me you've never read Gilmore Girls fanfiction.
I don't like the idea of fanfiction.
Why?
Because the story is the story and you shouldn't change it.
Oh,
you're just fooling yourself.
Oh, you're one of those people.
You're just fooling yourself.
You're one of the canon dictators.
Yes, I am.
Oh, you bitch. You are that person everybody hates.
Yeah.
You're the one in the comments where it's like, if there's like a video of someone like piecing together clips of no TPs or whatever, you're in the comments being like, they're not actually together. They're never gonna be together. So get over it.
Oh, God.
You're that girl.
I just don't get it. Like, what's enjoyable about reading fanfiction?
Depends. Like, if you really like the story and you don't like what the original writer wrote, mm-hmm. you yeah. read fanfiction because it's the way people fix it.
But it's not real.
No.
See, that's the thing. It's just like, I don't know, maybe I'm just too realistic about it.
But, like, it's more believable if the story is still being written. So, like, it's kind of hard for Gilmore Girls because the whole canon universe is over. There's no more. There's no more to add to it. Yeah. You know? So, as the episodes renew and coming out, mm-hmm. there was a lot of possibility and a lot of theories, right? So people yeah. were probably, you know, invested in their theories and everything and wrote fan fiction. Uh-huh. Like, what they thought, who was going to be together, imagining what their first or second date was going to be, uh-huh. how somebody was going to propose to Rory, and all that.
Yeah.
So they would write out how they wanted it to go. Yeah. And then the episodes would come out and they'd be like, oh, they broke up, or somebody cheated, or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's more about, like, when a story is currently happening mm-hmm. and when it's dead.
I see. Yeah, I get how fan fiction will be, like, I can only think of the word attractive. Like, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the word, Jennifer?
Appealing?
Appealing, yeah. I get how fan fiction would be appealing to others, mm-hmm. and that's good and nice, but it's just not for me.
Especially for, like, stories that have an open ending.
Yeah.
Or, like, if the characters don't die. Especially for books. Like, uh-huh. if there's only a duology or whatever. And it's just, mm-hmm. like, people want to extend the story. Like, this is what happened after the canon story. Mm-hmm. It's like they extend it, because sometimes you want more of what the writer is going to give you.
Yeah, I get it.
Would you read fan fiction of your own work? Can you imagine that?
I feel like it'd be very surreal.
That'd be kind of weird if somebody was just like, I don't like the way she wrote this part. I'm going to rewrite it.
Yeah.
Transition.
I think I talked about this before. Or maybe I told it to my mom.
You're getting us confused again?
This guy in bio in freshman year, he wanted a piece of my hair, just a string of it, so that he could slice his chapstick. Like a layer off his chapstick.
Yeah, I get that.
I would, with my own hair. Like, I'd do it with my own hair, but with a stranger's hair?
Well, he was a guy, so I assume he had short hair.
Oh. So. He had no choice.
Yeah.
But, like, use a piece of paper.
It's not the same.
Yeah. But still, like, you, even though you still want someone else's hair sliced in your chapstick?
And if I have short hair, it's like I'm just gonna ask. Yeah.
Or like, get a string. I mean, get floss.
I mean, he could give it back to you if you want it back.
I don't want it back. It's just like,
I mean, you have many more.
Yeah, it's a bit selfish.
Of course. Share your hair.
Share the hair.
Have you ever donated your hair?
No, it's never been that long.
Oh, I've donated a lot.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do it. Do it again.
This is like, I used to donate a lot because
you need a soul then.
True. But I was very young and I think you need more than 8 inches.
Yes.
And I would always have like 12.
Oh, dang.
So I would donate 12. But then when I donate 12, I would get left with, like, a Dora Explorer haircut.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone thought it was cute, like, oh, she's Mexican, she has the Dora Explorer haircut. And I was like, I hate this.
Aww.
And I did it a few times, and I was like, no more. No more Dora. I can't do it.
Something
Explorer.
Oh, man, I don't feel good.
You just need to stop eating.
I do. That's a whole problem. Genuinely, yes.
It's been like so many years. When are you going to listen to your eating disorder? Stop consuming things.
Then I'll have a whole other eating disorder.
I already thought that it was very strange for you to be still alive because of the way you told me IBS works when we first met.
Why? How did I say it?
You don't remember?
No, I didn't.
You said, you told me, they're like, we were walking in the mall.
Oh, dear.
That's how long this was.
Oh, dear.
And you were telling me, like, oh, yeah, like, I have an eating disorder. I can't eat anything. I was like, you don't eat anything? Like, at all? She's like, no, like, I was asking a question, it's like, so you don't eat. But you were answering me in a way, it's like, no, I can't eat anything. But I wasn't paying attention to that. Because you were answering a different question than what I was asking.
Uh-huh.
Because I was like, so what, how are you alive? I was like, can you drink water? And you were like, no, I can't drink water either.
What? Why would I say that?
I don't know. And I was just like, what, can you eat fruit and vegetables? And you're like, no. And I was like,
I don't know.
I was like, and in my head, like, outside, I was like, oh, okay. But in my head, I was like, how is this bitch alive? And I was thinking, maybe she, like, medically, she has, like, a food tube?
Yeah.
Or something?
Yeah, like a pouch thingy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe that's what she's referencing. Mm-hmm. You know, and you just didn't want to go into how you eat food. I was very confused.
Oh, no.
And then, like, I think the next time we went to the mall, we went to Chipotle. And I was like, wait, she's gonna eat? Like, and you were eating, and I'm like, I'm so confused.
This is especially funny because for, like, the longest time, we just hung out in PE, so it could have been very true.
Yeah. one of the few times we were like, oh, let's hang out outside of school.
Yeah.
And at that time, that started at the mall.
Yeah.
As it happens.
Yeah.
With most high school friends.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, yeah, I know you in school, but I don't want you at my house yet. So it's like, let's go to, like, neutral ground.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
So I thought you were just, like, some sort of strange cryptid. We're like, maybe she just consumes the souls of her enemies. That's how she gets her sustenance.
That'd be preferable.
It's like, oh no, let's go to Chipotle. I can eat that. It's like, okay, she can't consume water, but she can have a burrito bowl.
Oh man. Maybe I was just like getting embarrassed. Like I didn't want to like further the conversation.
Yeah.
So I was just like, nope, I don't eat. Just cut off all the follow-up questions.
Like, okay, I got it. Don't eat. It's like, okay, don't offer her food or anything. Apparently, don't even offer her water.
Maybe that was my way of, like, letting you know I was, like, an alien.
Probably.
What's your alignment?
Oh, in general?
Yeah.
I think...
Mine's chaotic good.
I think I'm chaotic neutral.
Well, what's the test say?
Which test? The book one? Or is there actually a test?
There's a test. It tells you which one you are.
Oh, should I take it?
Yeah. I took it. I got chaotic good.
Alignment. Test. I got lawful evil.
Oh, God. Which one did you take?
I took the BuzzFeed one. These answers are terrible. There's literally a question like, do you share the abundant spoils of a thieving friend or snitch for reward money? I was like, I'd just share it. If you stole money, it's like, hey, I stole $1 million. Do you want to share it with me? Fuck yeah. I just want to share it. Right? And then, A, I want to bring those who've broken the law to justice. Okay, so turn you in. B, rob the friend. Who are they going to tell? The authorities? I don't want to rob my friend.
Yeah.
I tell my friend that I intend to snitch to give them a head start. No. I want to share the money. I bribe my friend to reap some of the theft riches before I turn my friend in to collect the reward money.
Wow.
Where's the sharing option? I'm gonna rob him. I'm gonna rob my friend. Out of the choices, yeah, I'd rob him. I've stolen money from my friends before because they were shitty friends and they had too much money. Do you sacrifice your well-being for the comfort of others? Never, only if I can get something out of it. Yes, we're all in the soup. What soup? What is this soup? Only for friends and family. Yeah, only for friends and family. More for friends, less for family. Your partner's dog chewed up your favorite pair of shoes that cost $1,000. Why do I have shoes that are $1,000? Never. What's your retaliation plan? What dog? I don't see any dog. No, I'm not gonna hurt the dog. It's only fair that I get reimbursed something, maybe not the full amount. Okay. I want my money back. With interest, or the dog must leave. No. Not that hardcore. No retaliation. I just want all my money back.
I'll say that one.
You want all your money back? You don't...
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I'll say, like, just reimburse me something. It doesn't have to be the full amount. In which political office would you do the most good for people? Arch nemesis. City council, president, and none.
I know what I'm choosing.
I know what I'm picking. You travel to another country where the laws are quite different than the laws in your home country. Do you make it a point to abide by these different laws? Yes! Because they're the laws of the land! I'm not looking for any laws. I want to have a good time. I'd ignore those laws like I ignore every other law.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah? Let's see what happens if I break some laws over there. I would have already read up on the laws and customs before traveling there.
Yes.
You notice a former friend from grade school in a market that you just entered. Leave. Your former friend looks really good. Like life has been good to them. Leave. Do you go after your old friend or let the past stay in the past? Past stay in the past. I'm sure that, like me, they wouldn't care. Only if I'm having a good hair day. Yes, I'd love to learn the secret to their success. I find my friend, pretend to be someone else, and shake them down for whatever I can get. So rob them. Okay. Calculating results. What's it gonna be? Watch it be lawful evil again.
Oh, boy.
Neutral good.
Huh.
Okay. Two different ends of the spectrum.
I know.
So, in my way, still up for debate.
Yeah. Oh, Jennifer, I feel so bad. Don't make me think of it.
What?
You do all the work on the podcast.
Well, you can edit a podcast if you want.
Oh, Jennifer, you don't want that.
That's interesting. We should try it.
Jennifer, you don't want it.
I do want it. I don't know how to express that to you. I think it would be funny.
Yeah. You never know what can happen.
If anything, if it's really bad, but also very entertaining, mm-hmm. we should, like, release it as a cassette special. Like, if you have a cassette player, you should buy this.
Oh, gosh. We still are going to have a 10 subscriber special, by the way.
Exactly.
We just need two more. We've been at the same number.
Goodbye.
Bye.